Blog Talk Radio.
Sister show this beautiful Thursday, January 24th, and I'm in Sweden right now, and we have it's already night here, and we have I think -7 today Celsius, so it's a bit cold. And with us today we have a special guest, Jim Ryan, all the way from Madrid in Spain. That's very exciting. So today will be a real worldwide show broadcasting from Sweden, Madrid, and Arizona. And today we will discuss with Jim Ryan, 100% authenticity and living your truth. So call in and ask Jim Ryan about living an authentic life. Plus, Sue and I take your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. And give us a ring and take your place in the queue. This is a good time because we already have a bunch of callers in. We're so happy for that. So call us at 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. International callers, dial +1 714-816-4628. And we take your calls for questions and mini readings live on air, or you can join us in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. psychictalk.net/live. You can listen live on the radio show there, and you can chat with us during the live show. So there's a small chat room if you scroll down on the page, and you can log in and register yourself, or you can just chat with us as a guest. Remember to press 1 on the keypad on your device if you call us into the show, so you'll be placed in queue and we know that you want to physically talk with us. I'm Anne, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden, and we are the show that discusses the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and we love all spiritual topics. So call in at 714-816-4628. And again, guys, listen live and text chat with us during the live show at psychictalk.net/live. psychictalk.net/live. And let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, Sue, all the way from Arizona. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Anne. How are you? It's pretty chilly out there, huh?
Oh, it's cold here. I'm coming to you.
Yeah. It's a little chilly here, too, but not as cold as you.
I know. So,
anyway,
Everybody now again, call in now for questions and mini readings. Get your spot in the queue, 714-816-4628. International callers, dial +1 before the number. And if you'd like to contact Sue or myself or book a private reading, visit our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue and psychictalk.net/Anne. So, Sue, before we move on with today's very intriguing show, I know that you want to explain a little bit about our last show and what the Akashic Records are and what a soul realignment reading is.
Yes. Yes, I do. Last week's show was about New Year's resolution, and we just picked a couple ideas, I think, what most people in general tend to do, which normally is get healthy, change our diet, you know, things of that nature. And I think Ann and I both talked about, you know, we weren't really big on resolutions because her and I both agree that, you know, you can start, you can change habits any time of the year. I think a New Year's resolution is, you know, it's not a bad idea, but, you know, any time of the year we can do those things. And as far as the show itself, you can get a hold of us at psychictalknet.com/soulsister show. And if you want to listen to our past shows, you can go into archives, which is psychictalk.net/archive. We are the show that discusses the Akashic Records and soul realignment readings. Soul realignment, basically, just a small statement about that. The premise of it for Ann and I is basically we are hired to go into your soul's records and pull out things that may be occurring in your life today that might not be conducive to a healthy life, not so much the physical health. It can be physical health, but just what may be happening that might have been something you made an agreement on, maybe a vow you made in a past life, and that vow is still affecting you today. And that's just one of many things we can pull out when we do the records, when we go into the records for a client. Very fascinating work on our part. We absolutely love what we do. And this this is a healing modality, of course. And we do, not only do we do an emotional healing, we do property healing, even your place of work. If there's something going on at work, we can do that. So, yeah, if you're interested in getting a soul realignment done, you can contact us at psychictalk.net/Ann or psychictalk.net/Sib. And with that being said, if you haven't called in yet, you can call in at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 to get into the queue. If you don't want to come on with us, you're more than welcome to just listen. International callers, dial +1-714-816-4628. So, Ann, what do you say about bringing on our guest, Jim?
Yay! Bring him on.
Jim, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hi, Jim. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for coming.
It's our pleasure.
Go ahead.
We're talking in each other's mouths here because we are so excited.
Yes.
We are so excited.
We have to remember.
Okay. Welcome, Jim.
There's a delay.
That's so kind of you, really. I'm touched. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jim, would you
do you want to start?
Yeah, I was going to ask Jim if he would like to tell our audience a little bit about himself.
Sure.
And where
you're
from.
Well, I live in the mountains in the north of Madrid in Spain, and it's very cold here, I have to say. But I'm English. I'm half English, half Indian. My father, he was born in the north of India in Gujarat, and his parents actually immigrated to Tanzania in East Africa when he was very young, and then he went to England when he was 18 in the 60s. And I come from a very nomadic bloodline, and my mother is very English. She's
wow.
very English, yeah.
Right. So have you had a chance or an opportunity to travel to both mom and dad's respective birthplaces?
Yeah, interestingly, I have. My dad, he took me to Gujarat when I was about 25. I'm 44 now, and it was a real experience. He took me to where my grandmother was born, and I was expecting, actually, I don't know what I was expecting, but what I got was he took me into the middle of a desert to a tiny, tiny village that was really just almost mud huts. And he took me to a place where there was a piece of wood and another piece of wood and a piece of wood on the top like a roof. And he said, that's where your grandmother was born. It was a really, wow, really honestly humbling experience. Wow. And I'll always remember it. And we were in the desert and it was windy and really hot. And India is a really interesting country. It's very, very intense. It's an explosion of culture. I loved it.
Right.
I loved it. But it was, yeah, but it's an intense experience, India.
Have the modern amenities that we take advantage of now, huh?
No, absolutely, absolutely not. And to even get there, there weren't even proper roads. So we took a taxi and it was just us driving out into the desert, hoping that the taxi driver knew where he was going to take us,
right,
to be honest with you. But yeah, I felt really, it was a real honor to see, where one stage of my bloodline began. Yeah, it was a fantastic
right.
experience.
Very emotional.
And you were
right.
going to tell us about...
It was.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Are you
going to
tell us about mom?
My mom, she's my mom. You know, moms are wonderful. she's English. But she married an Indian in England in the 1960s, which,
right.
you know, when my dad went to England, England was a very racist place. And he couldn't even... He actually went there with the clothes he was wearing, and had to build a life
wow.
from nothing. And so he had to leave all of his culture. He speaks five languages. He speaks
wow.
Gujarati,
wow.
Urdu, yeah, like five different languages. And he had to leave everything, including his religion, to basically blend in with the culture of his new country. But obviously he was still Indian, and so for them to get married in the 60s was. It was quite an avant-garde thing, you know. So my mum,
oh, wow.
yeah, she's a very powerful woman, and I have a great respect for her. She's an amazing woman, and she, you know, brought up four kids who were neither Indian nor English, you know, and she taught us how to survive in the modern world. Absolutely,
right.
yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, would you like to tell the audience a little bit about yourself and the field of healing that you're in?
Right. Yeah, of course. Well, I have walked down many, many paths in my life. When I was around 20, I think coming from the fact that I didn't really belong to any particular culture, I kind of had a real seeking spirit and tried, did a kind of a shamanic apprenticeship. I learned a lot about Taoism, a lot about meditation. I've actually been a Nichiren Buddhist for about 13 years. And Nichiren Buddhism, it's a kind of Japanese Buddhism, which is very... self-inspiring. It's a very powerful system. It's like an active meditation.
Right.
And I don't know if any of your readers, your listeners, sorry, know anything about it, but it's something that really keeps me buoyant and positive and happy and believing in myself. And it keeps me looking for the best in things and people, you know, all the time. I think there's a real kind of wave of complaining about life in the modern world. We seem to have everything, and yet it's never enough. And so I think what I find with Nichiren Buddhism is that it really keeps me buoyant, and it keeps me happy to be happy, and to treasure that feeling of happiness. I feel very lucky that I came across Nietzsche and Buddhism. As far as healing, my mum, I'm pretty much the same as her. She had a very strong seeking spirit as well. She's a homeopath. She's a Reiki master, a herbalist, and she taught me many of those things. Because I've had various very strong experiences in my own life where I have really needed healing from a place of common sense, which I haven't got from orthodox medicine. I call myself a healer really through the music that I make. I make music, I make guided meditations. I'm a bansuri flute player. Bansuri flute is a North Indian traditional folk instrument made from a piece of bamboo. I really use my heart to transmit through sound. I'm actually working with an amazing woman at the moment here. She's American, but she lives here in Madrid. And she works a lot with women, with the empowerment of women. She's a priestess of Avalon. We do a lot of kind of healing ceremonies where I provide the music and various other things. Takes I wouldn't call them an audience, the people who come through a real deep kind of profound healing experience. Did I answer your question?
No, that's absolutely good, Jim. That's absolutely fine. You know, speaking of the flute, before I, go into many more questions, could you give our audience just a little sample of what it is you play?
Yeah, of course. So the bansuri flute that I'll play for you now, I'll just get the microphone a bit further away from my mouth. The bansuri flute that I play, it's literally a piece of bamboo, but the bamboo, it cannot have any knots in it. So you have to have an expert to really make one and to make it sound how it ought to sound. And I've been studying it for about 8 or 9 or maybe 10 years. No, 10 years, yeah.
Yes. Do you mind if we have a lot of disturbance sounds coming in?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And now?
Yeah. Now it's better. Thank
a little
you.
Bit better.
Okay. The bansuri is something that really captured my heart. When I was younger, I made an album, a dance music album with a friend, and we put kind of electronic flutes all over it. And I kind of felt like a bit of a thief, really, because I wasn't actually playing them. So I bought myself a flute and didn't quite like the sound of it, and then bought another one, then bought another one, then bought a Native American Indian flute, then I bought an orchestral flute, then eventually I found the bansuri and I realized it was my instrument. And it just turns out that it happens to be from the north of India where my heritage comes from. Completely. So I'll play you a little bit now.
Okay.
I hope the sound is okay.
Yes, sounds good now.
Thank you.
Jim, that was really fantastic.
Wow.
Give you a little bit of crowd.
Wow. Yes, that was amazing.
Oh.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you. You
can definitely tell that this is not a metal instrument. You know, there's a huge difference between the metal flute and what you're using. It's absolutely wonderful. I was all relaxed, ready to take a nap.
Well, that's the thing. I guess that's what drew me to the banzuri. The tone is so soulful and deep. It literally changes your brain patterns. It kind of enforces relaxation in you.
Yes. And I guess that has to do with vibrations, because it's getting into your body, right?
The
body is responsive to many vibrations, and that's a good vibration to bring in and to listen to.
Yeah, completely. I mean, I really believe in frequencies. I really believe in kind of the healing power of frequencies. In so many different ways. I mean, I think modern medicine is now actually embracing the fact that you can use frequencies to fortify or strengthen the organs of the human body. There's all kinds of things that you can do with frequencies. They're amazing.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And it makes sense, too, if you think about it, because we are made up mostly of liquid in our body. So liquid will resonate very quick on frequencies for music.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, each cell of our body has its own vibration. Completely. Yeah. And so, you know, to be honest with you, really, the way I understand the universe is that it's just a wave of... Oh, hello, you still there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what happened there. Sorry, I don't know what happened there. Yeah, just a wave of vibration. We feel like we're on this massive rock spinning through the universe, but actually we're on this tiny little speck of dust that's part of that enormous wave of vibration. How can we not be affected by it? How can we not be affected by the creative energy of nature and all these amazing things we have on this planet? Are all a part of that vibration.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
I'm stepping over Sue right now. Susie, just joking with you. That brings me to the question. the importance of authenticity. How do you live 100% authentic and living your truth? What do you say, Jim?
Yeah, see, this is something that I find that is fundamental in our current age. Like, we are entering, or we have entered, or we are in the kind of the changeover into the age of Aquarius. I won't profess to know a lot about astrology or any of these things, but I've learned how interesting it is that the age of Aquarius, it's a time for a blending of the spiritual with the material, no?
Yes.
And it's a time for humanity, for humans to really live their truth. Because in living your truth, that is when you vibrate, that's when your frequency changes, and so you then attract similar frequencies. And so, for example, you if you want to be prosperous, you need to vibrate on a prosperous frequency, really. And so the way I understand where humanity is at the moment is it's fundamental to really be yourself and to really absolutely live it, because it's so easy. We've been taught to hide things, to have secrets, to pretend, to act, to put on a show, to put on a face, to put on a suit. But that's pretty much most of the time, that is not the person inside, and that, or the person maybe thinks that's them, but I find there is a lot of superficial living, and it's very easy to live in a superficial. It's very easy to live in a superficial way in the modern world. We have so much around us, so much materialism to keep us kind of superficial, to keep us comfortable. No, but when we really go deep and decide to let our truthfulness come out, to really live who we honestly are, the universe or God or source or whatever you want to call it, put signposts in our path to really help us to live it 100%.
Yes, right.
I mean, this is something I've made a little course about it, a 10-part visualization guided meditation course, and I'm having wonderful results with the people who are using it, and they're saying how they're able to really find a kind of new level within themselves and are starting to express themselves. I grew up in England, and English society is quite reserved, and so I learned to hide my feelings, and to not say what I think, and also to hide what I really am. I mean, I'm an artist, I'm a musician, I'm a very sensitive person. I'm an empath, if you want to call it that. I go into a room and I feel everything and everyone straight away, and sometimes it's too much to me and I have to run out of the room 5 minutes later.
But
there are people in this moment on the earth who are amazing, but they won't let themselves be it at all. There are children who are coming to the earth now who are just fantastic. I mean, my daughter is one of them. Obviously, she's my daughter. I love her, and I would shout from the rooftops about how amazing she is. But she's come to this earth with a mission and with a kind of a very different way of doing things. And some people find it strange. But what I've done is I've realized that I have to learn from that. I've come to this life with my karma or my baggage or my negative energy or my conditioning or whatever you want to call it. And it's for me to get rid of all of that and to reveal the truth, reveal the true me.
Right.
I imagine a lot of your listeners have feelings of of powers that they have inside of themselves, or gifts or skills, but maybe they're too afraid to let them out or to show them or to even talk about them because of the way that they see the society in which they live.
Right.
But when we find that kind of strength inside ourselves to really be 100% me, life just becomes incredible. It becomes absolutely incredible. I mean, yeah.
Sure does.
I think.
And you know, I find.
Can I say something? Sorry.
Sure.
I sense that we are, as you say, Jim, this is very interesting because we are taught so many things and we are have so many must do and things that we are supposed to. You're not supposed to do certain things. You're not supposed to say what you think. You're not supposed to be real. And I sense that sometimes for people it can be challenging, but when you, once you start and once you start to peel off the first layers and you get it somehow, you're not afraid anymore, because sometimes we can be afraid of going against what society, culture and family and everything has taught us, right? So get bold and do it.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, in a way, I'm realizing more and more that my mission in this life, because I think everyone has a mission, is to help people realize that, to help people realize how important it is to live with complete authenticity. In Spain, there is, they say, tengo que. Tengo que is have to. I have to do this. I have to go here. You have to do this. Everyone tells their kids, oh, you have to eat your breakfast. You have to do this. You have to do your homework. You have to put on a coat because it's cold. Now, and even to the point of the words we use and the language we're using, they're all very negative and very restrictive and very kind of incarcerating. And so I'm kind of got to the point now with my daughter where I think long and hard before I say something to her. Obviously, I'm a human being as well, and I fall off. I fall off, and I make a mess of things too. But the Buddha, there's a teaching from the Buddha that says you should think 9 times before you speak. That's good. Hard. That's a hard one.
That's some good advice.
It's true because there's so much. There's so many ways to cause negativity and damage in your entorno, in your environment. No, but when you don't do that, when you are aware, when you're 100% kind of aware of every step you take and every word and every action, life just absolutely comes together in a beautiful way, and it travels really quickly. Not in a kind of time wise, but you just advance really fast, and you don't kind of take on other people's energies. You don't waste your time with the kind of silly games and manipulations that other people play. You just fly, and you fly forwards, and it's incredible. It's incredible. I've been trying to live like this for quite a few years now, and my life is on fire sometimes. I feel really lucky. Sometimes it hurts, and sometimes it's painful because things come up, and they hurt. No.
Yeah.
But it's good because you need it, because otherwise you're not going to grow. And we have to, if we want to really live 100%, we have to push through our limits and our barriers and the conditioning we've been given.
Yeah. And I totally agree with you. And I sense that when I say we have to be a bit bold, because it's very common to resist. That's a human thing, I think, to resist the painful parts. We think they are painful, so we put a label on them. Mm. But those are really the true gifts, because those show us what we really need to work ourselves through, right? So there's a blessing in them coming.
Yeah. No, I'm completely in agreement with you. I've experienced a lot of pain in my life. I have a very high pain threshold because of it. I mean, I can tell you, for example, my daughter Lua. I don't tell you this story out of pity. I tell you it out of amazement for my own existence. My daughter Lua, when she was born, she didn't move. She didn't move, and I'm getting some strange beeps. Is that that you? That's not you guys, is it? No,
hey,
it's fine.
Hey, Jim,
yeah, she didn't
Jim,
move.
Can
Sorry.
You hold that
yes.
thought really quick? I'm going to have Anne do the bottom of the hour a quick announcement, and then we'll get right back to what you're about to tell
Perfect.
Us and the audience.
Sure.
Anne?
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. So first of all, guys, it's the bottom of the hour, and I want to let everybody know that you can reach Jim Ryan at Jim Ryan, GIMRAGAN.com. So you can reach him. There's always, I put it up in the chat room, and we have it on the event. And you can also find Jim Ryan music on Twitter, if you want to connect with Jim. I think Jim has a very fascinating story and really love flute music. And I want to give out the number again. If you haven't called in yet, now is a good time to call in at 714-816-4628. You can find Sue and I on our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue and psychictalk.net/Anne. Find out all about the shows on Soul Sisters and all of the other shows here on Psychic Talk Radio coming up this week at psychictalk.net/upcoming. psychictalk.net/upcoming. Our next episode with the Soul Sisters show will be on Thursday, January 21st, and we will have world-renowned Swedish medium Stendela Cederholm. She's very famous in Sweden. She has been on the TV for a program that's called The Okända, and it's called The Unknown in English. So January 21st with a Swedish medium, and she will be talking a little bit about a spiritual school. She's a CEO in Stockholm, and a little bit about everything, developing mediumship and things like that. So we'll be on next Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. London, and 6 p.m. Sweden. And the next upcoming show here on Psychic Talk Radio is tomorrow on Friday, January 25th. It's open lines and mini readings with hosts Stephanie Mayo, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, and Dr. Dax Carlisle. So they have open lines and mini readings. What's on your mind? Call them. 11 a.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. London. On Saturday, January 26th, it's Psychic Saturday with hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle. They will be discussing angels to the rescue. That's a very intriguing topic too. So angelic rescue and intervention stories. Mary will relate a story of her own. So you don't want to miss the show. Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. London time. And on Sunday, January 27th, it's the Spiritual Landscapes show with Lottie and Frankie, broadcasting from Stockholm. And they will be discussing divination and synchronicity. So call into them and chat with them about divination and synchronicity or get a mini reading. 9 a.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. London, and 6 p.m. Swedish time. Keep yourself updated on all the upcoming shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming. psychictalk.net/upcoming. And if you haven't called in yet, here's the number again, 714-816-4628. International callers dial +1 before the number. You can also find us on Twitter, psychictalk.net/Twitter. And I think we're ready to go move along. What do you say, guys?
Jim, would you like to just proceed with what you were trying to tell us about?
Sure. Yeah. So we were talking about the importance of going through painful experiences. So my daughter Lua, when she was born, she was unable to move. She had like a neurological problem. And it was very, very difficult. It was a very, very difficult experience for us. As a parent, when you have a child who's ill, it put us through very extreme situations. When she was two, they found that she actually had a very rare form of cancer. And if you can, I mean, I could make you cry in a second. Basically, it was the most extreme experience I've ever been in. But on the other hand, it was, I'm so grateful for it, and I'm so grateful for her to have the courage to decide to live that in this life, and also to decide to choose me as one of the people to hold her hand through it. To have a child go through chemotherapy and see their hair fall out and all these horrible things.
That's difficult. That's really difficult.
It was horrendous, but I learned so much. It absolutely ripped me from everything that was normal in society, made me and forced me to really live my truth. And to live the situation I was actually in. And, you know, I couldn't really run away from that one, to tell you.
I bet.
Yeah, it was a very, very, very intense experience. But I needed it. I needed it because I was so wrapped up. I believed in my reality far too much. And actually...
Right.
That experience, it kind of picked apart everything that I understood about my life and about society, and it showed me that what's important. And what's important are such simple, basic things and nothing more. So to go through, to have something painful in your life is a good thing. In my Buddhist practice...
I agree.
In my Buddhist practice, yeah, they... often when something very difficult comes along in your life, they congratulate you.
Wow.
Because
it's
a time for you to grow and a time for you to change and move on and move forward and expand. It's a time for you to expand in your life. So, yeah, yeah. I say bring things like that on, you know. We need them. We need them. To stay in comfort all the time, it doesn't serve you, and before you know it, life is gone, and you look back and you think, oh, if only I'd done this or done that or tried this or just pushed myself to at least have a go at that thing or dip my toe into this little adventure. You know, you never know where these things will take you.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, Jim, I completely can empathize. You know, I had my kind of tear soul awakening and tearing down to bring back up, only to bring me to my truth with the loss of five family members in a row in less than 3 years. And from a newborn infant child to my baby brother to my parents, it just, you know, we just kept getting hit. And I would not, with all of that pain, came out some very big lessons that were truthful, very raw, but I wouldn't have changed a thing about any of it. While, of course, we love these people that we lose, to go through family who are, you know, who have cancer or a newborn child who was just born, those things just really, they wake you up. There's just no other way of putting it. It tears apart everything you thought you knew and everything you thought you believed. And you, I think what happens is you really do reevaluate and open up to the real reality, not the one you thought was reality prior to the scare and the pain and the suffering that you go through. So I can only imagine, you know, you being a parent and a child so young and just not really knowing at the time, you know, how this was all going to turn out, definitely took you from, you know, your probably your domestic way of thinking to something totally different, just expansive, right?
Yeah, completely, completely. Because it wasn't an experience that just kind of happened one day and then stopped. It was over a time period of about 3 years before
right.
Lua finished all her treatment and got better, and then that wasn't even finished because there was all kinds of things we needed to do to keep her well and healthy, you know. And so I've really learned so much through that experience that I feel honored to be a part of that experience. And as for the concept of death is a taboo subject that we
right.
don't really like to talk about. I personally believe in reincarnation, but not in a kind of I believe it in a very logical, rational way. If this body within which I sit stops working, what happens to the force, the energy that is driving it? You know, that must go and convert into something else. That's scientific.
Right.
It's not kind of airy fairy. I really believe that every human being, we have a physical body, but you're not your physical body. If I cut your arm off,
right.
you can still live. You have a mind, but you are not your mind, though many of us believe we are. You have an ethereal body. You have an aura. You have an electromagnetic body, but you're not any of those things. The you in the middle of all of those things is a force. You are a force that drive those tools. No. And so, well,
yeah.
And that's how I understand it, anyway, or I've built my understanding. And so, when we really work on making sure that force, that life force, strong and powerful, and we set it free from karma and suffering and conditioning, it shines. It absolutely shines. And it's wonderful, and it's wonderful to see people when they realize that and they do that. Instead of believing that you are your mind, you know, your mind is just a tool.
Yes, right.
And a lot of meditative practice talk about shutting the mind down or what have you. But the mind is a very useful thing. If you didn't have one, you would not survive.
Yes,
it's a very
right.
useful
well,
you,
know,
you don't
like
need
an,
to use
like
it all the time.
Well, it's like a
completely.
Car and an engine. You know, if you don't, you know, you can have the exterior, which would be the skin, the end, you know, the outer part of the car. You don't have, you know, the engine, it's not going to run. And that may sound a little simplistic, but I think, you know, it's similar in that,
yeah, no.
that nature. That, you know, our heart to me is our engine. It runs everything.
Oh, that's disturbing. What happened?
Oh, yeah.
What's happening? Yeah. Okay.
Damn, you there?
That's okay.
Oh, you still there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It was a little noisy on our end.
Anyways, oh, okay.
With that being said, Anne, is there any questions that we're receiving or any in the chat room?
Yeah, we have some questions here. I answer them in the chat room. Just so everybody knows, if you posted any question in the chat room, I will answer them in the chat room. Thank you. I'm on the third one, so I think I'm almost finishing up. So why don't we take some calls? How about that?
Sure. Yes.
Sure. Fantastic.
Great. Let's see who I've got waiting the longest here. What's your name and where are you calling from? Well, someone hung up on us, I believe. Try that again. Hello, caller.
Hello?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sue, and
Hello?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania. Hello?
Hi, Sue. Welcome.
Hello. Hi, Sue.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What can
I'm fine.
Doing?
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. And I loved what you were talking about. It was great. You know?
Thank you.
Yes. I'm sorry. We kind of had some disturbances coming in some time, but now it feels okay.
Okay.
So what can we do for you, Sue?
I was wondering, am I going to pick up money this year?
Money, huh?
Yeah, my finances are kind of crazy.
Okay. Right. Well, I got for you, I just grabbed the deck really quick, Angel Answer deck, and got asked for help from others. So I'm presuming, I'm feeling like that's something you've probably already been doing, huh?
Yeah, I've been asking my brother for a lot of help lately.
Yeah, for something that didn't quite answer the question for you. I'll keep at it, maybe see if Anne has something in the meantime. Anne?
Yes. I'm getting that there are, sometimes we can feel like we already have manifested, but it is on a different vibration. That's how I sense it with you. So you have already what you wish, but it hasn't come down to you on this dimension, if that makes sense to you. So I just sense that keep on visualizing and keep on thinking positively and try to get yourself, like Jim spoke about, into the vibration where you feel that having better income or having more abundance or more money coming in, that you feel good about it. If you detect anything that you feel like I'm not supposed to wish this, or I'm not supposed to, because we all have them. So try to detect those things. And I sense it's actually very close for you. That's what I'm sensing, because I can sense that it's already made up for you. It's already there, but it hasn't come down to you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So just
Jim,
keep on. And
sorry, Anne.
I think that it's actually not that difficult to change how you are vibrating so that you receive the thing that you want to receive. When you know your mind is a very, very powerful thing, and there are, you actually have, the way I understand it is, you have two minds. You have the conscious mind and you have the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind is like the manifestor of your life. And so the subconscious mind makes things appear in your life, gives you stuff, puts little signposts, or the subconscious mind manifests your reality. No, and the conscious mind is the one that tells the subconscious what to create. And so, if you have in your conscious mind negative thoughts of, I haven't got any money, I wish I had some money, where am I going to get some? I need money. Then your subconscious produces, I need money, therefore I don't have any. No, but if you change it around and you start to use your thoughts to actually help you in your life, if you start thinking of words like wealth or success, this doesn't come from me. There are many books that talk about this kind of thing, the ability to control your subconscious mind. You have to control every single thought that you do or that you have. And so if you continually think of the word wealth all day long, I can guarantee you little things, if you've got your eyes open, little things will come and appear into your life that will show you that your subconscious mind is working with you, not against you.
Okay.
But as soon as one of those thoughts of, this doesn't work, this random guy on this radio show in Madrid told me to do this, that's not going to work, it's a waste of time, then the subconscious goes, that's not going to work, and it's a waste of time. No?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really be in control of your thoughts, of every single one. And it's not easy, but when you when you start to do it and you really watch yourself and you separate yourself from your mind and you watch it, amazing things come. I mean, amazing things. That is what prosperity really is. Abundance is you deciding that you're allowed it and then manifesting it by almost battering your mind into agreeing with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that was beautifully said. Wow.
Yes, it was.
Very good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for calling, Sue.
Okay, can you put me on hold so I can finish the show?
Say that again?
Can you put me on hold so I can finish listening to the show?
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Bye now.
Thank you, Sue.
All right. Oh, who's next? Let's see. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Darlene, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Darlene. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Darlene.
Hi, Darlene.
Hey. It is great listening to your music and listening to you guys. I had a very serious question. I have seen several doctors, and I swear up and down I was having a heart attack, and it's happened a couple times, and it started back up again. And every time they even found an abnormal stress test and some leaky heart valves, but nothing with my heart as far as being a heart test where they go in and a catheterization, they go up and look at your heart. They couldn't find any blockages. So I'm like, what the heck is going on? I know it's my heart or my veins or my something, because the chest pain was so bad it radiated up into my jaws. So I had all the symptoms of a heart attack, but the heart looked fine. And they have ran so many tests, and it's like, where do I look? I know something is wrong. You know your body, you know?
Right.
I mean, it'd be nice for nothing to be wrong, but you know your own body. So I guess I'm just trying to look for areas where what you might see that I need to look or have investigated or something. I'm trying to find it, and I've got a better lifestyle. I'm not as stressed out. I go and hunt to relax, and I've done herbal diets now and trying to get away from a lot of medicines, changing my diet big time. Actually, my cholesterol level was good when it was high. So it's like I'm searching for answers, and maybe I'm hoping I can get some help.
Stacey, do you have anything, or do you have anything, Jim?
I mean, that brings two things to my mind. The first one is that I mean, modern medicine is amazing in some respects. I mean, if I'm in a car crash, please take me to hospital. No, but modern medicine and all of the amazing machines that it has can only look at things and see things. They can't tell you what's the energy level in your heart. How is your heart energetically? The way that what I would say is that your body is trying to tell you something. And I would say there are other forms of medicine that are amazing. For example, me and my family, we all use quantum medicine. Quantum medicine, it's based on frequencies, like we talked about at the beginning. And what it can do is basically it can see what frequency your heart is kind of vibrating at, and if it's not vibrating at the right one, it's able to push potentialize, kind of strengthen that organ. So I mean, I really believe in Chinese medicine. I think you got to get yourself find a good acupuncturist, you know, a good Chinese herbalist. I think there are so many other things that modern medicine just is not able to calibrate. No,
right.
Put quantum medicine into the internet and see what you find. I'm not like publicizing it or anything, but it's it's something I use and it works for me. And also, there are two ways of looking at your health. There's one, using the analogy of a car crash again, you can treat illness like a car crash. So out of nowhere, something happens. Or you can maintain your health. You can come from the other side and maintain homeostasis. So you can do stuff like diet. Diet is enormous. Diet is possibly one of the most important things.
I believe that 100%.
Yeah. You could use things like diet, like different kinds of, I mean, alternative isn't really a fair word, different types of medicine to maintain your health, to see how actually is your heart energetically, and also what is it that is causing that in the first place. We have so many emotions in our life. We are emotional beings. And a lot of those emotions, they don't do us any good. And that negativity has to go somewhere, and often it goes to the heart or wherever. But do you understand what I mean?
I know what you're saying. I'm trying to find, where the problem's at. And it seems like, I don't know, I'm just trying to figure out. I want them to find it so I can fix it. You know what I mean? Diet-wise, because I don't like a lot of the new medicines that they put down because of all the side effects.
Yeah.
What do you feel that they're missing?
I mean, I think that it's not about what I feel. It's about what you feel. If you really put yourself in a different vibration, if you really relaxed yourself and you just focused your mind on, for example, the words, I know what the problem is. I have the answer to my health. And you repeated that over and over again, just in your mind, in a gentle, loving way. And in every thought you have throughout the day that was maybe negative, or I'm never going to find out what's wrong with me, or, whatever.
Well, it's funny that you say that. It's really funny that you say that, because in my heart, not talking about heart, but yeah, in my heart, I really feel like I do know what it is. I think it's my oxygen level in my blood, but try to get them to look at it. They think that that's not the problem, because when they check my oxygen through my finger, it's fine in the monitors, but I want them to draw blood gases, but it's like, I can't get them to do that. I really feel like I'm not getting enough oxygen in my blood because of the leaky heart valves. Does that make any sense?
Completely. Then what you could do is you could...
They said the heart valves is real mild.
Well, you could try to manifest the right person to help you then, because that they are obviously not the right person. But if there are six or so many billion people on the planet, the right one can't be that far away. So if you really focus on getting the correct help that you need, then I'm sure it will come. You can manifest it, absolutely.
All right.
Just put all of your intention. I mean, intention is the universe itself in kind of Indian mythology started from intention, and intention produced the first breath, and from the first breath came the universe, the seas, la 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 la. And intention is massive. When you absolutely fix your focus on intending to get something, you get it. But as soon as you decide that you're not worth it, you don't believe it's going to happen, you're not going to get it, you won't. It's as simple as that. So really give it your all. For example, decide on one day, this Saturday, I'm going to spend every single thought I can deciding that I get the right help I need, for example. Or just an hour, or just a couple of hours, or do you know what I mean? Dedicate yourself to it. And instead of waiting for something to happen, go to it. Go to the game.
If you had one word to describe where I need to look of the problem, what would you say? Am I asking too much?
No. Let me have a good think. Let me have a think about that from my heart, not from my head. I would say the word is abundance. I would really act as if my life is full of abundance of health. Abundance is not about money at all. Money is something that destroys in so many ways. Yes, it's useful. You need it. You need it to survive in the modern world. But abundance is about energetically being open to receive that which will make your life good enough so that you can be on the Dharma path. And the Dharma path, the path of Dharma, is to help others. But you can't help other people if you yourself are in pain, or if you yourself are not comfortable or not happy or not fulfilled. No? So I would concentrate on an abundance of health, not just this thing gets fixed, but an absolute explosion of health in your life, and not just for you, for everyone around you, because then that experience that will happen through your finding, not only finding what you need, but probably you're going to find something much better. No? Through doing that, you will become the example. You will become an example for the people around you, because they'll all say, wow, how did you, what happened? What did you do to get rid of that problem, to change yourself, to fix yourself, to become the different thing? No. And so in doing that, you will say, well, I used my own power. I became empowered. I decided to use my own mind. I decided to use my own intention. Instead of expecting an external force or an external entity to fix you, you do it yourself. You do it yourself by becoming...
I think I know what you're saying. Like,
you know what I mean?
I've been doing a lot of research. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of research on every little word that I don't understand on my test, and I'm trying to link them together, and that's when I really feel like it was the oxygen in my blood, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like I'm doing much research, you know.
I think what you need is to use to find tools that will really help you to focus on using your subconscious mind. Like, I mean, this is a plug, but I make, I've just finished a guided meditation course called Making Prosperity and Fulfillment Effortless in the Age of Aquarius. And what it does is it helps you to connect with that base from which intention surges. Okay? So I mean, the course is free. You could just go on my website and frankly download it. It just asks for a donation of 99 cents to help me keep the website going. But it's what you want to do is really believe in your power, because your power is not just a superficial thing. You have the capacity to achieve anything in this life and in the next one. You just have to get on and do it. It's just simple. There's no magic, as far as I do believe in magic. I do believe in magic, but there is nothing magic about what I'm saying. It's a simple tactic whereby you force your mind to create your new reality. And if you have someone to help you do it, I mean, my little course, it will do wonders. It would really help you. It really would. Have a go. And to be honest with you, I'd love it if you did. And come back and tell me how you got on. Because we're getting some wonderful little results. Yeah.
Thank you.
Jim, would you like to give out the website for Darlene?
Yeah, so it's just my name, Jim Rajan. Jim, short for James, J-I-M, and my surname, Rajan.com. Jim Rajan.
Rajan.
A-N. Yeah, Rajan. Jim Rajan. .com. What I do in my work is I create visualizations. So I take you it's not so much talking to you and saying, right, now do this, breathe gently, la, la, la. I take you on a journey to, I mean, we're doing a new one that takes you to Avalon, to where King Arthur took Excalibur from the stone, where King Arthur went to recover from his wounds after almost dying. We're doing another one about the shore of the sacred river, the Ganges, in Benares. And so we take you to kind of places that are kind of mystical, and within that environment, we literally help you to go deep. Without you having to do it yourself. I mean, that's why the word effortlessly is in the title, because, I mean, Deepak Chopra talks a lot about minimum effort. When you put effort in things and you try and force and you try and push and force things, often you don't get the result you want. on the other hand, when you allow, when you absolutely allow yourself to receive healing, or when you allow yourself to receive messages or channeling or knowledge from higher places, it's much more genuine, it's much more real, and it comes directly to your heart, it's not filtered by your mind. Do you know what I mean? So what this little course will do is it will help you to really relax into a state where you find the answer. And then it will, not only that, but it will help you to manifest that answer into reality. I mean, I'm so lucky to be able to help people like all over the place.
Is it like a program where you can listen to it and
yeah,
it helps you relax?
Yeah, there are 10-minute downloadable audio MP3s. And you do one after the other, and you're welcome to go back and you do the whole lot again. I have a woman in California who she's done it 3 times in a row, and she loves it. She keeps going back to certain ones that she loves. And I'm a poet as well, and so it's quite poetic the way it takes you. We use a lot of vivid imagery, and I think the future of healing is in you. It's not outside of you. And it's difficult for us to realize that. It's difficult for us to accept that. But when you get over your fear of that and you start to manifest your own reality, it's like a bomb going off, a nice bomb. Yeah.
You know, Jim, I happen to agree. I think once we reach that state, there are things we start to see. And I think, Darlene, I think you're actually starting to see, and I agree with Jim, if there's a guided meditation of some sort for you, I would definitely do it, because I think there, like you said, you know there's something going on. You know.
Oh, I do.
Internally, right? And when you have that knowing, I think the next step, like what Jim is speaking about, that is like the next step that will bring you the answer. Like that answer will come because it is within you already.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I think believe in yourself. Believe in your feelings. Believe in your body. Your body is telling you something. Listen to that, and don't listen to anyone else unless that person really is listening to you. I mean, we say we're listening, but half the time we're on our telephone or on the internet or reading our emails. You know. But if you get a person who really listens to you, honestly, that is a gift. And you'll find that person if you wish that person is in your life, they're helping you. So just manifest them. Put your intention in it.
Right. I just got a new doctor, and it was the first doctor. The first thing, I've got so tired and fed up with doctors that don't listen to you. And the first thing I said to him, I said, have you got time that you can really listen to me and listen to my symptoms? Because it's quite a bit. And he did. He sat back and he listened to me. And I was like, wow. Because usually they want to rush you in and out of there in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Wonderful. But that's fantastic. I mean, but that's priceless as well. I mean, when my daughter Lua, she was ill, the only doctor that I found in the whole of Great Ormond Street Hospital, which is the best children's hospital in England, the only one who actually listened and had common sense, and I'm not being rude in any way to you know about anyone, but the only one who resonated with me was the surgeon who operated on her many times, various times, and he said to me something like, he said, yeah, the body is a physical thing, but the spirit is something else, and you must address your spirit as well. You must take care of your spirit too. And I'm with that. I'm 100% with that.
Yeah, that's a great surgeon. That is a fantastic surgeon.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he was incredible. He was an incredible guy. Yeah. So, yeah, if you find someone you believe in, go for it. Absolutely go for it. And make them give you what you want. Manifest it. You know, before you go, before you go to see this person, plan how it's going to be. Decide the result now and manifest that result. Have the intention that that result is going to happen, and it will.
Like you said, Jim, abundance.
Results.
Yes. You know,
I'm writing it down.
Having that mindset, have that mindset of abundance. Like Jim said, abundance, you know, we don't necessarily, abundance is not necessarily kindness.
Yeah, completely.
I'm sorry. I took up so much time, but this is like my health. You know what I mean?
Of course.
No, but it's fundamental.
Darlene,
it's all you have.
Course. Yep. I agree with that. On that note, we're going to have to wrap this up, Darlene, because we're coming towards the end of the program. But thank you for calling in. And
thank you, guys.
Listening.
Yeah, thank you, Darlene.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck
thank
with
you.
Everything, and definitely get a hold of Jim. I'm sure he can definitely help out.
Thank you so much.
All right,
thank
Darlene.
You.
Have
thank
a good
you.
Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys. So I'm going to do some announcements for the end of the show, and then we can share some information again a little bit, very fast. So everybody listening, you can connect with Jim Ryan at Jim Ryan, GIMRAGRAN.com. And next episode, I'm sorry about that, I'm disturbing here. Okay, so next episode with the Soul Sisters Show will be on Thursday, January 31st, with world-renowned Swedish medium Wendela Cederholm. She's very famous in Sweden, and we will be discussing developing mediumship. She's the CEO of a spiritual school in Stockholm, and she has been on TV for many years, helping people with spirits and connecting to spirits and things like that. So next Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. London, and 6 p.m. Sweden. And the next upcoming show here on Psychic Talk Radio Network is tomorrow, January 25th. It's open lines and mini readings with Stephanie Mayo, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, and Dr. Dax Carlisle, 11 a.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. London. Keep yourself updated on all our shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming, psychictalk.net/upcoming. And if we didn't have a chance to take your call this time, we apologize for that, and we say please call into any of our other shows here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, or call in next Thursday. And until we meet next time, you can find us on our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue and psychictalk.net/Anne. And Sue, do you have anything you want to say to the audience before we end the show?
Sure. Just everyone, like Anne said, you can always call in again tomorrow listening to the next upcoming show, or of course next Thursday, you can call back in and get into the queue early, and we'll do our best to take your phone calls. Jim, we absolutely loved having you on. Next time, maybe plan for a little bit longer.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Work you do. And please give out any information if you want everyone to know where to find you, or state that again so they can go and find you.
Sure, yeah. I mean, my website is Jim, short for James, JimRajan, RAJAN.com, JimRajan.com. I have this little 10-part audio course. You can download it straight away and start it immediately. And I think it's going to help a lot of people. So, yeah, please come. Please come. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Jim, for being with us. That was special today. Thank you. Yeah, and we have had live music on the show.
Yeah, no, it was really lovely. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want a small note. There are some info in the chat room on how you can reach Jim Ryan and us and anything that's going to happen. So go to psychictalk.net/live. psychictalk.net/live, and down on the page in the chat room, there's a lot of info. So thank you, everybody, for listening in and calling in and being with us. Thank you so much. Love, light, peace,
thank
and joy
you,
to all
everyone.
Of you.
Angels watch over you all
Bye.
Night long. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.